This is Shortcut Marketing Tips with Scott Bywater, giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast.
How do you identify what the best offer is that you can make to a customer? Well, I guess the real key to doing that is working out what the lifetime value of your customer is, because once you know the lifetime value of your customer, you know what to offer them. So let's just say many moons ago I ran a hairdressing salon, so I'll use that as an example because it's nice and it comes freshly to mind. But let's just say the average person, they stay for 2 years. So when you get a customer, they stay for 2 years and they spend, $60 a month with you. So $60 a month, the average person comes back 12. So some people might come back, might only stay for, 3 months. Others might stay for 5 years. But you work out, and the average customer stays with you for 2 years. So $60 a month is $720. And time per year, and times 2 years is $1,440 a year. So they're worth $1,440 a year to you. So if I was a hairdresser, what could I offer to get someone back? So someone hasn't come in for a while. Well, let's say a very simple thing to offer them would be, if they're worth $1,440 a year, and obviously, and then you go, well, what's the profit? And you say, well, we're running at 60% of capacity. We can afford to put those people on, and it's very little cost to us because we're already paying the staff and that sort of thing. And there might be a $100 cost in there, for product on that 1440. So if we can get someone back in, they'll probably be worth $1,300 in profit. And we want to be a bit conservative, so let's just say they're going to be worth $1,000 in profit. Okay, so what can you offer to pull them back in? Well, a very simple thing to do that you could offer is you could offer them. Now, if you were to offer them a $100 gift voucher, okay, $100 gift voucher to get them back in, and this is quite generous, and obviously you can go less than this, but a $100 gift voucher to get them back in, what would that really cost you? Well, in reality, if you're running at 60% capacity, you're paying your staff anyway. You're paying your rent. You're paying all your other costs are fixed. Well, in reality, it's only costing you, $5 for the, for the colours and all that sort of thing that you throw in. So it's minimal cost. So you're throwing $5 in to get $1,000 customer. So some people go, oh, I can't give away a $100 gift voucher. That's crazy. I'll go broke doing that. But when you really look at the numbers, you see that it's quite easy to give away, a $100 gift voucher, because it's really only costing you, $5, because all your other costs are fixed, and you've got the potential to get a $1,000 customer. And then even if, let's say it's $10 that it's costing you, but even if you give this away to 100 people, and only one of those 100 becomes a $1,000 customer, very unlikely since they're existing customers. Well, you're still breaking even. So the economics of this really adds up and really makes sense if you take the time to really go through it and digest it and really work that work it out. But what you've got here is so as you go through that, you work that out, and so you say, okay, I'm going to offer a $100 gift voucher. And what I would encourage you to do with your offers, at least in the early stages with this lost customer letter process, I would encourage you to be as generous as you possibly can, and make your best offer first. So make your most powerful offer, because here's the thing: you can always tone back your offer. You can always sort of say, hey, we're not going to be as we're just going to offer a $50 gift voucher. And then you can do split tests, and you say, okay, well, $50 gift voucher worked as well as $100 gift voucher, so we'll just offer a $100 gift voucher. But what tends to happen if you don't be generous, or let's say you just say, hey, we're going to offer 10% off, and then the ad fails, then you go, oh, it was a letter. The process didn't work. Well, no, it wasn't that the process didn't work. What didn't work was the actual content, you know, in terms of the content is what the offer is what didn't work. So really be clear on that, because there's three things that really matter in any campaign. One, that it goes to the right person. Two, that it's got the right headline. And with this offer, you naturally have the right headline because you have a gift voucher right at the top. You know it's going to the right person because they've bought from you before, so they were very qualified. So a big degree of your success with this campaign is going to come down, you know, to the offer which you're putting on the page and the offer that you're making. That's going to make up a big degree of your success. So just keep that in mind.
Giving you easy to implement step-by-step strategies to get more customers fast. Check out shortcutmarketingtips.com.